양키 지위당 이자와 후랑와 사기스와양 라타낭 파니탄 난노 사망아티 타타가티나 이잠 피부테 라타낭 파니탄 에티나 사치나 수아티 호투. The fire sermon is a powerful teaching. It's showing us how easy it is for us to become on fire. Even coming through the gates of the monastery, giving up a lot, still the mind is on fire with thoughts, with remembrance, memories of the world, memories of past experiences. The same verb that is used for nibbana is nibindati, disenchantment. So this is how closely connected and how powerful is this act in the mind of being disenchanted with our attachments. This experience of disenchantment is the very beginning of freedom from those attachments. And so the training that the Buddha is offering us in the teachings is, how do we practice this disenchantment? How do we practice letting go of the passions? How do we practice letting go of the fires of greed, hatred, or anger, or delusion? And we have to learn how to put those fires out. Right now, there are unbelievable fires burning in this world. But not taking responsibility or not having the wisdom to take proper responsibility is a cumulative planetary ill will or dismissal of the harm that greed can cause, which is a form of aversion. Ill will is ill will. It's hatred. It becomes hatred when it causes this kind of harm. And it's deluded. So the delusion that we've been practicing for thousands of years is now in such a blaze. But if we look within us, we are also burning. And we are helpless to put out the fire in the Amazon, but we are not helpless to put out the fire in our own hearts. And this is what we must do right now in this life. This is what we can do. This is what we have to do. We're compelled to do it. Otherwise, we will burn up, just like the jungles, and we will destroy the goodness, the potential for our own minds to be liberated through this quality of unbinding from the world and protecting ourselves from running after that which will just create suffering for us, or of pushing away that which we believe is creating our suffering. We're too ready to blame the world or blame somebody else. It's their fault. But what about the fire in here? It's because people everywhere are on fire. And if you have so many fires together, then together they cause this blaze that brings destruction. So we have to realize that these five aggregates are constantly on fire with greed, hatred, and delusion, with this attraction to experiences at every sense store, and what we think that those experiences will bring to us, whether they are visual objects, whether they are sounds, smells, tastes, touch, sensations, or thoughts. We become obsessed, we become compelled, we become driven by these. There are many other potential fires that could happen. But if we little by little learn how to grow with disenchantment and grow in ways that cool the mind, that put out the fires of greed within us, the fires of ill will, the fires of delusion within us, then what we're doing is creating the causes and conditions for freedom from the burning. The inner freedom from the burning means that if more and more people can do that through the path of Sila Samadhi Panya, this is not an easy path because it requires the goodness, Sila. Sila we know how to do, but some people cannot. If we do Sila half-heartedly, then it becomes just another convention. And when we're in trouble, we're not able to hold to our Sila properly. We have to take it as the main highway. It's like, if you want to get here, you have to take the path that leads here. If we want the fruits of goodness, we have to use Sila as our path, not just as something to do once a week when we go to the monastery, or not something to do in a conventional and narrow way, but to see how our kindness and our wish to create the force of peace within us covers our speech, our action, but also our thoughts. So if there's anyone that we hate, anyone towards whom we feel ill will, we have to think of ourselves as suffering from a disease, a dis-ease. We're not well. Even people who we think might be an enemy, we have to have compassion for them rather than ill will. It doesn't mean we have to live with them. We have to create boundaries to protect ourselves. But also not to hate anyone. If somebody comes to us with a knife and says, I'm going to kill you, to see that they're doing that because they're not trained. I have experienced things in my own life where somebody was trying to harm me and I was training my mind. So the first thing that came up was I started chanting and he was trying to rape me. He actually stopped. He said, what are you chanting? And I said, I'm chanting to the Almighty to help me. This was in Africa. So I tried to use his language. And he said, okay, I won't touch you. But I was terrified. I didn't bring up hatred. I tried not to be afraid. I just thought, chant. And that's raising the mind to something higher than the situation. And then he actually went away peacefully and left me alone. He did try to steal my money, but I said, no, I'm not giving it to you, but I'll forgive you. And he said, you have to give me a little money because I need to go to the priest to ask for forgiveness. So I gave him 25 cents, and he went away. Some of you know this story, but it taught me an amazing lesson that even if he had done something terrible to me, even if he had killed me and thrown me over that cliff into the ocean, at least I could die with a peaceful mind state. At least I could let go these aggregates with my mind being somehow close to the Dhamma, somehow on the stream that the Buddha was pointing me towards. And I wasn't a nun at that time. I was still a laywoman. He would have probably just tossed me into the ocean. It was a very lonely cliff looking over the sea. And as I was looking down, I thought, any minute I'm going to be down there. So we must really use death as a way to realize the impermanence of this life and point ourselves to that which will raise us above the conditions of birth, old age, sickness, and death, and above the conditions of the mind, which take us to greed, hatred, and delusion over and over again. Otherwise, the mind goes to the lowest common denominator because we need to train in the Dhamma. We need to rescue the mind. We cannot rescue the body. All of us have a certain karma. We will die whether we like it or not, whether we believe it or not, whether we push it to the extreme of consciousness. One fine day, we will die a natural death, an unnatural death, a violent death, a peaceful death. We have no idea. But the mind element, that we can raise up, that we can rescue, that we can disenchant from all of these poisons that infect the mind, that make it difficult for us to even sit still for 45 minutes. But if you were watching a movie, you'd be sitting still. Especially if you were watching a very enchanting movie, or even a horror movie, you wouldn't budge. You'd be frozen to your seat because the story. The movie makers have made it so interesting. Mara is the best movie maker in the world. And we are good friends with Mara, so we pay attention to Mara. And we don't understand the power of disenchantment. Disenchantment is nibbīna dati. It's already going towards nibbana. Nibbana is putting out the fire. The fire of greed, the fire of desiring this, desiring that, wanting to know how the story ends. Well, we have to give up thought, because thought is full of stories, and we're fascinated by the deluded mind, which is very creative. But we're not here to create more. We're here to renounce, to give up, to sacrifice. We make sacred by sacrificing. And in that way, we begin to have a heart that is so light, so detached. But detachment doesn't mean cold. It means powerful. It means powerful in the dharmic way of letting go of the world and going beyond worldly conditions to see what is the nature of the mind. The mind is already so bright, so luminous, so pure. It is the greatest fire of all because it's the fire that is burnt out. But out of that burnt out of the world is a brightness, is an energy, is a divinity, a divine, a sublimity, a sublime, luminous presence. It's not a thing, it's not a god. It's not a being, it's a quality of being, presence, quality of enlightenment. So this is why we're here on this earth. We're not here to have the latest devices and the best travel and going to the moon or wherever people want to go now. We're going to go start a colony on Mars. We're going to dive to the bottom of the sea. What will we do when we get to the bottom of the sea? But we want really the escape from all of this obsession. And when we get old, there is no future. More and more, it becomes urgent. But don't wait till you're old for it to be urgent. Do this while you're young, because it's much harder to sit still when your knees are dissolving, when your body is decrepit, when your life force is terminating. It's much harder to do this work. When your mind is already so caught up in its habits that it's unable to disassociate from habit, to be trained. But the young mind, The young mind is more flexible and malleable. So you should quickly run to the monastery, shave your head, and ordain. I have to put out the good word. You know the old saying, you don't ask, you don't get. Well, the same is true with the truth. If we don't investigate the condition of our minds, then we will not get the benefit. We will not get the true treasure. Because we're looking in the wrong way. We're looking outwards. The sense media are tuned. The mind is tuned to the world. It doesn't know that it needs to turn inwards and tune towards itself. And we can train it to do that moment by moment by moment. Just one moment at a time. Mindfulness means minding the mind, not minding the world. How hard is that? The world is advertising itself loudly. Even when you drive down the highway, we don't drive, but people drive us. So we're driving down the highway, there are all these signs, advertisements about where you're going and what you're going to see and what you can buy. It's all about consumption. But our consumption habits are consuming our energy for enlightenment with the energy of dukkha. Everything that we get, we're going to lose. Even these khandhas, we're going to lose. And then our vehicle for enlightenment will disappear. Because when the mind, the untrained mind, is not connected to the khandhas, it has to come back again in some other realm. We have the good fortune to be born in the human realm. Very rare good fortune. So to use the conditions of this birth to discover the inner treasure and our own potential, to put out the flames of a mind that is on fire and the sense doors that are on fire with greed, hatred, and delusion, with birth, with old age, with sickness, with death, with sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair, because we're going to lose everything. But we can be free. We can free ourselves from these sufferings. This teaching is available, and this practice needs to be perfected continuously, day in, day out. If we're in trouble, if we have troubles in our life, we have to see, I'm in trouble. What can I use to get out of trouble? How can I change the direction of my life so that I can free myself from this trouble? We can free ourselves by training the mind and understanding the way out of this suffering. The Buddha taught the Four Noble Truths. They're true for every human being. And every human being who develops the qualities of mind that lead to the realization of these Four Noble Truths will realize this nibbidati quality, this disenchantment, and this dispassion, and this ability to be equanimous with all conditions, and this sense of samvega, of urgency, to put out this fire, here and now, day by day, week by week, year by year. It can take a long time. That's why not many people have the patience to do this. But that's the mandate for human life. The result of our work will be a blameless happiness. Blameless because it's pure. If we're always blaming, but we want that which is blameless, We have to do this. The world cannot be blamed. Other people cannot be blamed that we're not happy. And if we find that blameless happiness, we will also be able to spread it. So let us be patient. Let us be patient with all that troubles us. But find the way out of trouble within us. And then bring the gift of that out for everyone.